The National Basketball Association announced today that it is going back to using leather basketballs. The league has decided to abandon its experiment with new microfiber composite balls. Players have been using those balls and complaining about them since the start of the season. The switch back to leather will take place on New Year's Day. Joining us is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. And Tom, what did the NBA say today regarding this change?
Here's what NBA Commissioner David Stern said in a written statement, Michelle. He said, "Our players' response to this particular composite ball has been overwhelmingly negative, and we are acting accordingly. Although testing performed by Spalding and the NBA demonstrated that the new composite basketball was more consistent than leather, and statistically there's been an improvement in shooting, scoring, and ball-related turnovers, the most important statistic is the view of our players."
But even though Stern says this, I understand that the players felt that Stern didn't care about their views about the new ball.
That's right. And that was really what was behind the unfair labor charge the players' union filed last week. Players didn't think the league consulted them sufficiently before introducing the new ball. And to his credit, Stern acknowledged in an interview last week that he didn't do a good job checking things out with the players. And if he had early on, he would have heard a lot of complaints that the ball was too sticky when dry. Phoenix star guard Steve Nash even said the friction from the ball was cutting up his fingers. Then when the ball got wet, players said it was too slippery. It just has never felt right for a lot of the league's stars, including Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, and others.
Just curious, Tom, why did the league make this change to these microfiber composite balls in the first place? The leather basketballs that the NBA had used for decades seemed to be just fine.
Yeah, it certainly did. And the question you ask is what a lot of people were asking. They figured, well, the leather ball worked well for everyone from Bob Cousy and Bill Russell to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. But ballmaker Spalding had for years been trying to improve on the leather NBA ball. That ball was slick when new and had to be broken in. There were inconsistencies from ball to ball. These really weren't problems for most players, but even though Spalding forged ahead and created the new ball, what Spalding said was a ball that had better feel, better and more consistent bounce on the court and off the rim of the basket.
Anyone else using this ball?
It's been used in the college game. Also, the NBA Development League is using this specific composite ball. The women's NBA has been using another composite ball as well. So, yes, so the NBA was fairly unique in this, that it wasn't.
And I take this change, of course. Reversing that decision is significant.
It really is. NBA Commissioner Stern, he's earned a reputation in recent years as being a tough kind of micromanaging boss when it comes to his players. You know, many people have heard about the rules that he's imposed, about the length of players' shorts or about their dress code off the court, about no chewing gum during the national anthem. And this season, he had cracked down on players complaining too much about referee calls. This decision, however, on the ball is smart and responsive on Stern's part, most people think. Interestingly, there may be new problems, though. Some of the players are worried about a midseason switch, saying that'll throw them off. And particularly when you think about the Boston Celtics, they're the only team in the NBA that play both on December 31st and January 1st. December 31st, they'll play with a composite ball. January 1st, they'll play with a new leather ball. Could be a little tough.
Could be interesting. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Michelle.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.